Is Hawaii's princess mentally fit? It's the question her former attorney is asking as control of her $200 million fortune hangs in the balance. Civil Beat reporter Nick Ruby joins us now with today's reality check. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Beth Ann. Thanks for having me.
Always good to talk to you. Now, we're talking about Abigail Kauananakoa and whether or not she is mentally competent to be able to handle her fortune after the stroke that she had in June. What makes her attorney think she's not?
Well, her attorney, James Wright, has worked with her for about 20 years, and he felt that after the stroke that she has been acting a little bit differently, at least as he describes his personal interactions with her. But what's more is that doctors have told him as well that she might not be capable of handling her own finances. So he went and took control of her living trust, which the documents say he was allowed to do, and a court has actually approved that process. And of course, that is the point of contention today.
The whole point of having a living trust is to be able to carry on one's wishes if, in fact, one becomes mentally incompetent for whatever reason or physically. But what is it that he feels is so different about what he's been asked to do under the trust versus how she's acting now, particularly the fact that she dismissed him?
Well, I think the big worry here is from Wright's perspective is whether or not she's being taken advantage of. Now, he is particularly concerned about Ms. Kauananakoa's longtime partner, Veronica Gale Worth, who he says has been trying to get more money out of the princess for years now, most recently in March when she asked for another $26 million in James Campbell Company's stock from the princess, a request that Abigail Kauananakoa declined. And James Wright has also accused Ms. Worth of domestic violence and says he has photographic evidence to back that up. That evidence, of course, has been leaked to some members of the press who published images that purportedly are bruises on Ms. Kauananakoa's body. And so his worry is, again, that this month that the princess, that Abigail Kauananakoa is being taken advantage of in an attempt to get more money out of her.
So, you know, what happens now? I mean, of course, she's 91. Things happen when you're that age. People do bruise more easily, perhaps. But what kind of other categorical evidence needs to be brought to bear? And where does this whole issue go from here?
Well, basically, it's in the probate court right now. And a judge is now being asked by James Wright to appoint an independent investigator, or a kokua kanawai, as state law lays out, to sort of review the facts and come to a determination about whether Abigail Kauananakoa is mentally fit and capable of taking her own finances or taking control of her own finances again. James Wright, of course, wants to have independent medical examiners take part in this process because Veronica Gale Worth, again, who he's accused of a money grab, has said via her attorneys that they have hired their own experts. And I don't think James Wright trusts those experts to give an unbiased opinion.
Going to be very interesting to see how this continues and what happens if, in fact, they get that independent look at the princess. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org. Today we spoke with reporter Nick Ruby.